All right, episode 29.
Are we sure that's the right number this time?
No.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I checked this time.
Okay.
Because I had to check because my mom was telling me. We weren't very lively on the last one. So I got to kind of kick up the energy a little bit.
It was a very somber episode. I feel like we just all railed an 8-ball each, so we're going to be freaking in there in about 2 minutes when it kicks in. Don't worry.
Is that how long it takes to get up your nose?
I don't know. I haven't done drugs in a long time. So I wouldn't know what it feels like anymore. Oh man. Well, we're back, number 29.
Yeah.
We're home.
We are. Back at Broken Strings. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we got a solid beer. The three of us are all drinking the same beer.
Does look like ocean water.
Yeah, it's called the Ocean Water Sour of our double can release that we had yesterday, Saturday.
So the one thing definitely tastes a little bit of coconut in there. It gives you kind of the beachy vibes, but what else flavors it?
So it's supposed to be kind of like a lemon lime or citrus. The way that it's described, this is actually inspired. Now, a lot of people were saying what you were telling me earlier.
Baja Blast.
That it tastes like Baja Blast, but Sonic Drive-Thru, they have a drink called Ocean Water Slushy or whatever it is, which is it's described as citrus with a hint of coconut.
Yeah.
So I feel like we nailed it on that, but also, obviously, like if we would have named it Baja Blast Sour, we probably would have sold out in like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Marketing.
I'm telling you, man, you got to just start just edging in on those like limited edition releases where you kind of push a copyright law, but then afterwards, you're
well,
just
the
like,
name of it's well, we got no more products, so what are you going to do? My car. Like, that's almost a copyright law as it is, but.
The what?
The name of the beer itself, it's a double can release. So the Orange Creamsicle Milkshake IPA was Get Out of My Dreams. This one's Get Into My Car, which is a song by Billy Ocean, thus the ocean water. Dreams, Dreamsicle IPA.
Oh.
Boom. There you go.
Okay.
But yeah, it was solid beer. We had a solid turnout for it. Double can release, so we still have some left over.
I know. Somebody was in here buying like 12 cans when I walked in.
Oh, yeah. They bought a couple of 4-packs and then bought a shit ton. We still have... With breweries, sometimes the stouts go a little slower, especially because it's hot as balls outside.
Yeah, most people don't like them at room temp like you do.
Well, not just room temp, just you know, drinking even a cold stout on a hot day will make you feel a little heavy.
I'm just saying, man, if people enjoyed warm stouts the way you say they do, I think that this is the perfect
we've proven entire countries.
I'm just saying, man,
if there's
a perfect balmy 92 degree night, why are you not selling out of stouts?
Anyway, it just proves if you got something that's sippable, you can drink it in the pool. Something light.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't really weigh you down too much. It's going to sell quick.
Speaking of that, I was just introduced to Pacifico the other night.
Really? For the first time ever?
Yeah.
Pacifico's like...
This one just kind of flew under the radar for a long time.
What is Pacifico?
It's other Corona. It's like the same exact thing.
It's like you have Corona and then Modelo and then Pacifico.
I wouldn't. Okay. Well, Modelo, I think, makes Pacifico.
So all the more reason why.
Or Tecate. They're in the same box.
Oh.
One of those companies.
One makes the other?
Yeah, one makes the other.
Squares and rectangles, you know?
It's the same exact thing. Fucking A, man. They all have corners.
But yeah, somebody ended up giving me a 12-pack of it. I was like, yeah, you could use this.
That was the first time I ever had it, too. Someone just gave me a 12-pack.
Yeah.
And it was like...
That's a sign of a good beer, when people are just, well, you want this shit?
To be honest, yeah,
never
it's
seen
not...
it in a store, never seen it in a gas station, or at a bar. And the first time someone's like, I didn't buy this, I just found it. Would you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't... It's not the worst beer I've ever had.
Nah, it's easy drinking.
It's if you're doing something... I want to say intense.
Beer.
Yeah, I would attribute it to a gaming beer, which kind of flips into the whole, if we would have named this beer the Baja Blast, I think we would have sold more. Because freaking, it's so crazy how Pepsi with Mountain Dew just jumped right into that video gaming culture and had like the Code Red and the Gamer Fuel beer
from
the Live Wire.
Nah, dude, from being a gamer back in the day, man, it was one of those things. It was just a match that just naturally happened.
Yeah.
Gamers loved Mountain Dew, and then all of a sudden Mountain Dew went Code Red, and then they went Live Wire, and they found that gamers will buy
anything,
any flavor that they put out.
They really leaned into it.
So then they just put the name Game Fuel on something.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, now we have video game sponsorships for a soda.
Twice the caffeine, too.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it did. That's
not good for you.
Which is hilarious. It's like, hey, man, I know you're going to go on that 12-hour binge while your parents really want you to get a job and crying to each other about how they failed you as a parent.
But you know, you can definitely survive on three tall boys at Game Fuel for 12 hours.
And then Doritos jumped on the back end of that.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh man, obesity really is a problem in America. I wonder why.
Yeah. But hey, at the same time, though, streaming services and stuff like that are up, and there's more people making money online.
Huge amount.
Streaming for other people.
Huge amount.
Yeah. Speaking of, that's why I think that the next avenue that we need to tackle is Spotify video.
Yeah, we know.
Rather than doing the whole formal YouTube, because then we have to, like, advertise a separate media, if we're already on Spotify.
Yeah.
So once we just start releasing.
Shout out to Spotify.
Then wouldn't it just be easier that we could just seriously just release the audio file and then the video file, and people would just have their option if they want to listen to it in the car or if they want to actually
watch the
video?
Or, you know, we could do both too.
It just depends
whenever we eventually start doing video yeah. Which is our next.
Well, I mean, but that's the shitty thing is we could be doing it right now. There'd be a camera right on the other side of that table right there just getting all three of us in it, and this is content right here.
It definitely is. I agree. The one thing that you guys aren't seeing, which is what he was holding up, is his cup, because the beer itself is like a clear blue. Well, not a clear blue, but it's a darker blue.
It has a nice oceany blue to it.
Yeah, it looks great. It tastes great, too. But
Seafoam.
Obviously, video has been a conversation we've been having since we started the podcast. We actually, our first couple of runs, we recorded it on my shitty computer camera. But
then we just decided to delete it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't. We all agreed that it was better for us if we would have deleted that, because there's a lot of rough drafts in that.
Yeah,
that's why
the
first six, was it like we started episode six.
The first seven episodes got banished.
The first six
to never be heard from again.
Yeah, well, we don't want people to hear those, but we decided to remember them to make sure that we never go back to that mistake ever again.
They're saved in our back pocket as what not to do.
I think they're still on SoundCloud.
Oh, some of them are on SoundCloud.
They were recorded on a potato.
We also need to go delete those
now. The first four of them were before Ty was even part of the group. Yeah. That was back when we still called him Taylor.
Yeah.
And we fucking...
God, where you'd text me and you'd be like, hey, man, did you talk to Travis yet?
I think Ashley was actually the sound engineer for one of those episodes.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever done any sound work before, Ashley? Yeah, we have one member of our audience today.
Yep.
Disclaimer, there might be a few others because we're doing this in an open brewery, so people are walking in and buying beer.
Hey, gotta love it, man.
Oh,
Broken
yeah.
Strings, your home over here. They're coming for good beer.
They are. Speaking of beer, something that I have nightmares about, which is a lack of beer.
Yeah.
You were talking to me the other day about this thing you've read. It's an app. Explain it a little more.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now on my phone.
Did you download the app?
No,
you heathen. Thank God.
Why would I need it? But it's 1 year, no beer. And it's one of those things where people can kind of join the app and...
It's like an accountability partner thing. Like you've got somebody else doing the journey with you.
Find a sense of solidarity in the cause of doing this.
Correct.
In a way that's... I can see the benefit of it because you can get on there and see someone else who's been doing it for 6 months. And they're like, yo, you're on day two. It really gets better. Once you start drinking more water and then your face starts to like not swell as much and then you look different in the mirror, then you kind of see why you're doing it. And it's just an interesting community where people can post those kind of things, because I'm not one of those ones that believes like, oh, you know, you need to get these certain vitamins and everything every single day.
Right.
Because I think that your body needs a mixture of everything.
Well, yeah.
So healthier. It might just be a good thing to... see people undertake for 1 year.
I did.
There's nothing
wrong
with diving right back in.
I did 2 weeks of no beer, and I lost 10 pounds. I mean, half of it was because I was sweating profusely.
Yeah.
But also my face was a little weird looking. I looked a little less portly.
You look like someone let the air out of a pug.
By weird, do you mean thin?
I don't know. It looked flush.
Okay.
I don't know. Hard to explain.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I obviously love beer. I don't really drink it to get drunk. That doesn't mean I don't get drunk.
Yeah.
But, i.e., a few podcasts ago, when you guys found me, I was, like, passed out on a bed because I had been day drinking, partying hardy. So, I mean, honestly, there's clear benefits in moderation, and there's even better benefits in drinking more water and having a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle. And beer and alcohol really, well, not all beer and alcohol, like I said, with the moderation thing, there's benefits to some of these things. You know, this has a little bit more adjuncts in it than normal beer would. So, you know, a little glass of whiskey at night when you're having a little bit of a respiratory issue kind of will help push that process to being healed. But if you're smashing a whiskey every night.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's kind of the other thing. You kind of touched on it is the fact that, there's kind of two sides to it. Like, alcohol is just one thing where you are getting the alcohol and the sugars that affect the processes in your body.
Right.
But then you don't realize that there's all the, like, the tertiary effects of alcohol where it does bleed into your financial situation.
Correct.
Your sleep schedule, your diet, your relationships with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that that's something that a lot of people need to work on, but it's one of those things that possibly going through this 1 year without drinking thing would just kind of be an eye-opening thing, because a lot of people end up, you know, starting to drink when you're 21, 22.
And then just don't stop.
And you just feel that drinking lifestyle for the next 5, 6, 8, 9 years, and then before you know it, you don't know what a life is without drinking 5 nights a week.
And that's the other thing. I think I try to not do this already, but, you know, once you start drinking, you also lean on alcohol to kind of as a crutch for your problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now with this conversation being had, I'm not going to go a year without beer.
Well, that's the thing is,
I work in 2 different breweries. It's 100% hard for me to do a year without beer. And it's not even hard. I just don't want to do it. But I know from personal experiences with, you know, friends and family who, you know, if they had a bad day or something bad happened to them, they're like, God damn it, I need a fucking drink.
Yeah.
So it kind of forces you to face your problems without that sort of, you know, crutch or numbing them, really, to, you know, you face it head on.
Exactly. And that's a much better way of saying what I was saying is just it takes alcohol out of the equation. So you can almost develop other skills and learn how to do other things in your life without alcohol.
Right.
And then once you've done that, bring it back in and have some fun with it.
You know,
because now you have all these new skills and ways of looking at it.
Bill Burr's doing
this thing again.
Bill Burr's doing this thing. He's like, I wanted to go a year without drinking alcohol. And he did, but he's like, I want to go a calendar year, January to December, full year, or I guess January to January, without drinking alcohol. And now he's on like, I think he's on like 2.5 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, and it didn't make him any less funny, but he does, you could see.
No one thought that, only you.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think
you internally. Dick?
Not just me, he thought that too. That's what I'm saying. Like, the internal thing of, is this going to change my personality and what people, how people perceive me?
A lot of comedians run into that, because usually illicit substances can kind of be the lubrication that gets the comedy flowing.
Correct. Yeah.
And
you're more quick-witted in this, that, and the other. But
it takes some of the walls down.
What he does say is, have you listened to his podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You as well? Yeah. You see how fucking hilarious it is when he goes on an outburst.
Yeah.
Like, there's always that thing. First of all, he's like the only human that still shops at Radio Shack. And he goes, why do I have to buy the fucking cheap cable? It's always the cheap cable. I don't know what it is. This fucking, this blah, blah, blah. And it was, you see a little bit less of those. Now it's just like hilarious conversations that he has with his wife or about his wife and being a dad and such. But I think, like I was saying, and you were elaborating too, it definitely helps you kind of face life head on and with a clear head, and you can make better decisions so that way when you do get back on the booze, you might have a better perspective of how to treat yourself. Now, in my opinion, the only benefit that I would gain from not drinking for a whole year, well, there's two: weight loss, obviously, and one beer will probably get you really buzzed. It's cheaper to go out at that point.
But yeah,
I also drink for free. So,
but I think the other part that you touched on a little bit there is just the fact of how most people don't realize that any kind of a thing, like, that people have a vice for, or just that becomes a distractive behavior for them,
mm-hmm.
whether it be drinking, whether it be gambling,
drugs,
whether it be doing drugs, smoking,
mm-hmm.
going to the gym and overeating and things like that can be, you know, I've got some problems. I don't want to worry about my problems. I'm just going to go to the gym.
Right. And it's a coping mechanism.
Exactly.
And you want to be able to kind of curb these things. And there's ways to do it without, you know, there's ways of doing anything without this particular process. But it's nice to know that if you were to download and use, and we are not getting paid.
No.
At all. We just thought it was an interesting subject.
I honestly can't even find the app. I just found the website.
No, it's an interesting situation to be
in. It's just an interesting way to look at it as a podcast that we've only ever talked about drinking on here.
We promote a lot of different...
Moderation.
Yeah, well, we promote moderation. We're bartenders, so...
Yeah.
You know, all three of us work in the service industry, and what's the number one thing in training? What's the whole thing we have to do these stupid quarterly meetings for? And it's, you don't want to over-serve somebody. Yeah. So, you know, moderation for us is huge. Yeah, I can make a couple more bucks off of you if I serve you, you know, two drinks too many, but also...
Yeah, or over-pouring or anything like that.
Is it worth your life and my job? My life, it's like the restaurant or brewery or bar's liquor license. I mean, yeah, you're talking about more than just affecting you.
Exactly, man. So there are no times that I'm happier than at work when I'm like, you know what? No.
Oh, man.
Just no.
I did that the other day.
I like saying no.
I did that too. I did that to someone who's been on this podcast the other day.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
I was there for that.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything other than that, but I did that to someone who has been on this podcast the other day.
Like, Dustin, pour me a fucking beer. And you're like, no.
Smack that hand.
Not going to happen. And that person really didn't really want a beer to begin with. I think they just felt like being loud. Mm-hmm. But
they just want to be heard.
It really is like someone who's being a little bit unruly. It just feels good.
Yeah.
Not giving them what they want sometimes.
And for any bartenders out there, if you haven't figured this out yet, one of the easiest ways to just take the legs right out from under anybody giving you problems at the bar, they can walk right in the door. And if they start being mean and angry and demonstrative with you, you're just like, well, I'm sorry, but based off your demeanor, I don't feel comfortable serving you any alcohol. So would you like a water?
Yeah.
And then balls in their court.
Yeah.
And you want to be a piece of shit? I'm going to say you're being a piece of shit because I think you're drunk.
Yeah.
And I can't serve you any more alcohol because I just don't feel comfortable.
And I'm going to talk down to you while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel like a little person.
I'm going to baby talk you when I give you an ice water in a kid's cup.
And I don't even give a fuck about the shitty review you're going to give me.
Yep.
But bring it on.
Oh, man. Let's not even get into reviews.
What I think we should do is sidestep this very depressing conversation. Yep. And head right into
something.
We're
going to have to change the name of the podcast. It's not the Bartender's Ball anymore. The Moderation Podcast.
The Moderation Podcast.
The Moderators.
Listen to the podcast in moderation.
The Improve Your Life Podcast.
Yeah.
Start doing motivational speeches.
I'm in.
Right. Hey, we got Tony Robbins over here.
Hey. Fucking banana hands. I love that movie. Shallow Hal.
God, he could palm Joe Rogan.
Sidestepping into another subject that we all know a lot about because we've spent pretty much our whole lives in it is the Florida Man.
Yes.
This is something that's kind of been fascinating us for the last few weeks. We tried to do this podcast, I think, like two other times. Yep. And we've just been kind of growing and elaborating on the subject as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But Florida Man is real.
Well, it occurred to me the other day when I was watching this video. We'll see if we can share it to our Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And it was this black guy on OBT trying to struggle to get away from a sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And he got out of the grip of the sheriff, got about 5 feet from him, did a cartwheel, and then continued to run away.
Which didn't help him in the
It didn't
chase
aid it,
purely
but he was just... And it wasn't until I had to look at it, and I'm like, wait, that cop car looks very familiar. Because that's an Orange County sheriff.
Right.
And that really is on OBT.
It was right around the corner.
And then it just occurred to me, and I'm like, we live in the place that the rest of the world makes fun of. It's not even to the point right now where Georgia's, like, pointing down and laughing at us.
We're kind of like a Bigfoot you could see.
All of Europe is basically like, oh, yeah, keep them Florida men out. Like,
but it's crazy. So, like, one of the craziest parts about living in Florida is you see all this crazy shit happening.
Yes.
You know, man runs meth lab, drive-through window through his trailer. You know, like, you see shit like this.
Yeah.
But then you go in and you do a little bit of research, you find out that 90% of these people aren't from Florida. They're from Michigan or New York or New Jersey or Philadelphia, anywhere but here.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, I think for when it comes to living here, we attract the craziest people in the world. But if I'm going to be blatantly honest with you, I'd never want to live really anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm already used to how hot it is here.
Yeah, and people come for the weather. I mean, yeah, all the crazy, even crazy people want to be in comfortable weather.
Right, deal with snow and shit. You've never lived in any other state ever.
No, not me.
So you're the only one out of the three of us that's like pure Florida man through and through. And you're a fucking ginger.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
Dude, tell us about it.
About being a ginger or Florida man?
Being a ginger growing up in Central Florida. I mean, Apopka's not necessarily the center of culture.
What is the sunscreen budget like?
It's pretty high. No, I go for the spray, that SPF 1000.
Yeah. Nice thin long sleeve shirts and just
keep it real.
No, I use a lot of sunscreen going out. I have to.
Yeah.
It's fucking Florida.
Yeah.
That's it. It is 100 degrees outside right now. It is disrespectfully hot.
You know what's disrespectful is like, how long have we had Doppler radar systems?
Oh, what? Since the... I don't want to go too back, but at least the 90s. I can confidently say that.
Yeah. I'd say probably the 70s was when they started really developing better methods of keeping an eye on the weather.
If we were putting men on the moon, we had to have Dopplers, correct. You know? Correct.
Exactly. How moon the landing fuck happened. Can you not... I mean, how is it that a Floridian who's been here for at least a decade... can smell when it's going to rain, but my Doppler radar on my phone is like 6 hours off.
We're a different breed down here, man.
I saw that meme the other day where it was like, you know they're Floridians when they stop, smell the air, and go, it's going to rain in 10 minutes. Yeah. Because it does happen. It really does happen.
And we know that it's also only going to rain for 3 minutes.
Correct. And I tell this all the time. I'm like, Florida has this particular weather so that Floridians... can get on rides at theme parks because they know that if you're going to fucking... sorry, somebody's trying to take my temperature from across the room right now with a laser. Now he's, can't put the temperature mark on a ginger. That's borderline racism. Anyway, you're standing in line at a theme park. It rains for 10 minutes. All the tourists run for cover and you just take their spot in line.
Yeah, they think it's going to last all day.
Yeah, no, that's not up in here, bruh. But we do, I think, live in probably the most unique place in the world.
Yeah.
For sure, because especially really here in Orlando.
I think the memes and shit they're funny, but honestly, I do think it's exaggerated.
Though. Oh, 100%.
I mean, Florida's, in my personal experience, like, doesn't really seem that crazy, but I've also lived here my entire life. So.
Right. Well, the Florida man is mainly like a redneck or a hillbilly looking type of dude, which we don't have a lot of those, at least in this area. I mean, it doesn't mean they're not here.
Yeah, we are close to, you know, well, I mean, one of the
Polk
biggest
County,
cities in... so.
We got Polk County. We have Sanford's got a couple of them. Ocoee.
Yeah, Ocoee.
Apopka.
I mean, you definitely got rednecks out there.
Yeah. So I mean, but it's few and far between. We're metropolitan city. We have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say major market, but we do have a pretty big market here as far as like sports teams, stuff like that.
It's probably just the further you get away from Disney, the more Florida man.
And the weird part it is like the insane culture we have in Florida. Like, what is the, you go to Philadelphia, cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm.
You go to New York, it's pizza. You go to Chicago, it's pizza.
Yeah.
California's known for two things, really. Their take on Mexican food and barbecue, but then also you have Texas, the Tex-Mex style barbecue. What's Florida's food?
Mofongo.
It's Cuban. It's Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. I watched I don't know if you
saw it. I'm not kidding. There's some of the best mofongo I've ever had was from a food truck on the corner of Conway and Curry Ford.
Exactly.
And it's just known to be one of the best in town.
The culture here in Florida is so insane, though. Yeah. And that's the other thing, though, is like people don't come here for Cuban sandwiches, which is really weird, in my opinion. But like you would go to I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to get some of that fucking
pizza. Yeah, like
if
you're in New York,
situation.
Or you're like, yeah, I got to get one of those amazing, like, classic New York bagels.
Right, exactly. So, but nobody does that. And that's the other thing. I think it's just a product of our environment of living in Orlando. Incoming. We got someone coming in.
Nice.
So don't mind him. But yeah, product of living in Orlando is we're kind of... I don't know if it's a spoiled thing.
Yeah.
But, how's it going, buddy? It's not a spoiled thing, but like we have a lot of everything. We have a lot of chain restaurants. So up until recently, there wasn't a lot of room for mom and pops.
Exactly.
And now they're starting to pop up, you know.
It's one of those where we have just other stuff going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have so much other stuff with all the tourism and, like you said, sports teams.
Yeah.
And we have three NFL teams in the state.
Correct.
And a whole bunch of college teams that are actually good to watch.
I mean, we have probably, when it comes to college football, we're probably the most dominant state.
Exactly.
In the last 20 years in the country.
Yeah.
But I think the other reason for that was because we have a high, I mean, the last time we recorded, it was 78 million
Well, UCF national champs, right?
So last time we ran the study, we had about 78 million tourists that came here. And it's easier for someone to go to a restaurant that they know as opposed to a mom and pop without them knowing. As far as the UCF thing. I mean, I wanted it to happen. Whether it's in the record books or not is completely different.
Hey, they just need to make sure it's with black and gold asterisks on them.
Let me tell you, they're building a lazy river for that stadium.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's a baller-ass move.
That is. They did what Jacksonville was doing and jumped it up 30 notches.
See, now it's gonna go over an odd crossroads. You got to go handle that?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Talk amongst yourself.
But, no, I think it's going to go over like an odd crossroads that, what is it, just going to be a bathing suit stadium then?
Are you going to be able to see the field from...
That's what I'm saying.
Because if you can, imagine how fucking
I'm never
cool
going to get out of the lazy river.
Yeah, you just lay in the lazy river and then fucking...
Yeah. If it's one of those that it like goes behind the outfield with like a glass barrier...
Yeah.
That you can just look down onto the outfield.
Oh, dude, that'd be so amazing.
I'm in.
Yeah. But I didn't even hear about that.
Me either.
When is that supposed to happen?
Let me look this up. Which stadium did he say it was?
I thought he said it was UCF. But is it? Maybe it's a different one.
UCF Stadium. Oh, wow. Yeah. UCF to build Lazy River next to football stadium.
Oh, okay.
Damn it, Dustin.
Yeah. We thought it was going to be in the stadium. It's not going to be in the stadium.
Whoa. And it is a... It's called McNamara Cove. And it's a tiny plot of sand, which will feature a 600-foot lazy river, pools, and sand and volleyball courts.
Is that... So, say that again. Where is it going
to
be at?
It's an expansion to their athletics department.
It's not going to be in the stadium, though.
From what I was told, they said it was going to be...
I'm picturing top of the stadium.
Oh, no. It's not going to be in the stadium.
Yeah. It does say around.
Yeah, it's going to be... I think it does go around a portion of the stadium. So the stadium is involved in it. But you look what the Jacksonville Jaguars did. They put a pool in their stadium, and it is like Instagram model heaven.
Yeah,
those
of course.
People, and it's such a good... Because to be honest with you, there are a huge number of college students... at those tailgates and at the games that actually love UCF football. Mm-hmm. And it is definitely in recent years, I think since the Blake Bortles era, been, you know, huge for the city of Orlando because they've been doing well.
Yeah.
But there's also an insane number of people that go to those tailgates that don't give a fuck about what's going on in that stadium, and they get that lazy river ticket,
mm-hmm.
and they're just...
Oh, I'd say like 20%. 20% of the people are there for the party.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're 100% correct on that, for sure. I mean, I'll go to Florida State games. There's no... In my opinion, I go to Bucks games. I've been to a lot of Bucks games in my day, and I've been to a lot of Florida State games in my day. And if I had a choice, I would definitely... go to more college football games because the atmosphere at a college football game is lights out, like night and day, better than NFL games.
It's
a
party.
Well, yeah. Well, not just a party. But the thing is...
The majority of the people that attend the game represent the university.
Right, I was going to say
the majority
a physical
of people,
connection there with that. Like the NFL...
It's more of a distance when we go to a Tampa Bay Bucks game because we're not... in the locker room on the staff and shit like that.
Yeah,
it's just we support the team.
The other side of that is, you know, when you're going to school, when you go to high school, you know, you spend a lot of your time. It's like, hey, man, if you do this, you can get in Florida State. So it's like it's. I don't want to say like playing on the football team mm-hmm. is an attainable goal, but being a part of that culture is an attainable goal. And the college football has successfully been able to have, you know, things like a band.
Yeah.
Where the NFL started out with it, they don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
They have, you know, fight songs. They have this, that, and the other. And the culture is louder
mm-hmm.
than it is in the NFL.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, up until, you know, Tom Brady signed with the Bucks, we weren't really in a... Tampa Bay didn't really have that much of a fan base. You know, the games were really just away games, it felt like.
Yeah.
Obviously, this year it's a little different because
there
we
was
shot
some distance in the
Super
seats.
Bowl. There was. There yeah. are, dude, Tampa Bay's been social distancing.
You guys were so, yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, we had a good time.
Yeah.
We always have a good time.
Absolutely.
I got my info on that.
Speaking of that, though, if we're talking about, like, Florida statistics. Do any other colleges have, or speaking of Florida places, with like swimming complexes at?
Not like that, no.
No.
I would imagine, I feel like we were going to start a trend.
Yeah.
The one thing that I feel like colleges will do before they do anything else like that, like UCF's obviously a little bit different, is build, or the NCAA needs to legalize the sale of alcohol in their stadiums.
Yeah.
Because currently, very few schools allow it, and that's the only reason why is because they play in NFL stadiums. But they have a rule that on college campuses, you're not allowed to provide or sell alcohol to people.
And it makes sense. Oh, I think
it's 100%, because that's just typically where most of your issues happen.
Well, and just because that on a college campus, you really are going to have everything from 18 to 23-year-olds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And trying to keep the beer to the 21, 22, and 23-year-olds is next to impossible. And we went to high school, and we know that.
Yeah, the academic group, the people who are more worried about the academics of the university as opposed to the athletic side of it, are really trying to get rid of that culture of partying and having a good time. But then you go to the athletic side and, you know, you get people like, I know that Jimbo Fisher did it and a bunch of other head coaches, typically of the younger variety, would be like, hey man, we're the number one fucking party school in the country.
Yeah.
That's why you should come and play here. And that's how they would get recruits to, you know, yeah, do it. So they kind of, it kind of, one culture encourages another, which is unfortunate in some ways, but awesome, because that's part of college. I mean, people go to college to learn, but they also, they're excited to go to college because they get to fucking party. Yeah,
it's an experience.
Correct. And you, quote unquote, find yourself.
Hey, now.
I guess. In the bathroom puking is where you find yourself. If you made it to the bathroom. But yeah, circling back to it, I think Florida, our college, I mean, with the UCF thing too, it kind of just proves what our city is like. I mean, and we only have a unique perspective of the greater Orlando area.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what the fuck is going on in Alligator Alley.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Gainesville at any given moment.
Like, what the fuck is the Panhandle like?
Right.
Do any of us know?
It's quiet.
It's just a mystery over there.
Yeah.
I think it's just swamplands and moonshine.
Well, Panhandle's like a lot of, it's like Alabama. It's like, it's weird. With the, I guess people that live in, like, rural Alabama or places like Birmingham or whatever, they'll look at lower Alabama kind of the same way we would look at the Panhandle, because it's a beach town.
Mm-hmm.
It's quiet, except for once a year, the Panhandle just gets flooded with MTV and a bunch of half-naked people drinking beer and shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's pretty interesting.
If they would just drive 6 more hours south, it would be a whole better
experience
setting
for everybody, really. I mean,
yeah,
we got Daytona. Or if you, you know, you're not poor, you have the West Coast, St. Petersburg and fucking Tampa beaches aren't terrible, Sarasota, stuff like that. So I think the people are missing out, man.
Yeah. But that's just it. They don't want to venture that far into Florida, you know? They want to be able to get out in 2 hours.
I was going
to
say, people are afraid they're going to get stuck here. Meanwhile, you know, you got people dying to live here.
Yeah.
College program.
Yeah.
Part
Disney
of
College
what made
program.
Orlando, it's no longer a thing anymore. Which
really?
Which is going to be a little bit weird, because I think it's solid 30% of all of Disney World's employees, which is a huge fucking number, started out in the college program and just stayed in Florida and never went back to where, you know, wherever they came from. And that goes for not just colleges, but the international program. A lot of people got their green cards and citizenships
through that college program.
Through doing that program.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And I think, you know, when it comes to the Florida, what I'm really trying to say is our perspective isn't really even that. I feel like we kind of look at it through the same way that some of maybe the rest of the country does, because we live in a very populated and culturally diverse part of Florida.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we lived in Gainesville, they'd probably be like, oh, yeah, that was my fucking neighbor.
Yeah.
We need to get one of these rednecks on.
Yeah, I like the memes, honestly. I think they're funny.
Some of them can be absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's kind of nice because, like, every other meme you see is like a Florida man meme or some shit like that.
Yeah.
No one's talking about other states.
No.
It's nice to be talked about.
It's like, yo, like, man, what the fuck is Delaware really
doing
up there? Yeah,
who's making memes about fucking Wyoming?
Nobody. Like,
that's the thing. There's three people in Wyoming.
Yeah. So I like
And they don't know each other.
No, they're too far away. They live too far away.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why when one of them dies, they don't know for like 6 months.
Yeah, that's it, until it starts to smell.
Yeah, and then the waft of the air catches in.
the tumbleweed with his finger in it just blows through town. Oh, Dan's dead.
Uh-oh. Why is this cow in my yard? Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic there.
But no, it just became one of those things. I was like, you know what? It's bigger than the point now that it's just the rest of the United States. It's other countries that do it.
Oh, yeah, that say, oh, man, must be Florida man thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just that they're looking and they're like, oh, yeah, crazy Florida man goes to Europe and takes pants off in a McDonald's.
Yep.
Why?
I was really drunk.
That's it. Really and here drunk. We are.
Here we are. I wish that was me. I have been drunk in a McDonald's in England before.
God.
If you haven't, though, I mean, who hasn't?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if you're going to travel all the way to Europe, might as well go to a McDonald's.
Have to. Especially in England. They don't have food culture like we... I'm just kidding. They have great food in England. If you haven't had a fucking full English, you're missing out.
Yeah.
But much like there... Well, I guess, never mind. I don't want to get into it. But,
Yeah?
Well, it's just like they have the same food culture we do. They're known for one thing. Theirs is a little bit more globally known. Like I said, nobody knows that we're known for Cuban sandwiches. Nobody comes down here for a Cuban.
Yeah.
But, the rest of their food, they eat like 38, or they eat like 30 million curries a week or something like that. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, they kind of molded or took that particular style from another country and molded it to their own.
Yeah.
Good old chicken tikka masala.
Butter chicken.
Yeah. So I attribute them to, I could see a lot of differences or similarities in our cuisines.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, man, there's no experience like Tampa, like downtown area or going to like Ybor City during the day.
Yeah.
Ybor's great.
Yeah. Hitting the cigar shops. I mean, I'm sure you've been to a shit ton of shows there.
Yeah.
The Ritz, the Orpheum, the Crowbar. There's a lot of, like, when it comes to like the metal scene, there's a lot of shit to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also
huge
like
culture out there.
The history of that place too. I mean, we have one block where you could see like the history of Orlando, and that's the first part of Church Street and South Street where they meet.
I don't know. I think that's only when it comes to like looking at like the bar scene and like the 18 to 25 year old culture. But I think you can also go see a lot of the historic areas around,
I mean,
like Eola
historic
and Winter Park and near Mead Gardens and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that, I feel like that part of town is kind of shrinking.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah,
but Ybor, I feel like they do a better job of embracing their culture.
They've got their stranglehold on that area, and they're not going anywhere.
I mean, they still have the signs, like the cigar signs, on the factories that haven't been open since the embargo.
Yeah,
like for centuries. They do a pretty solid job of embracing that culture, which is pretty cool. That's the best part about living where we live.
Yeah,
everybody looks at me funny, like, oh yeah, you know, Florida's nice, but I miss home. And it's like, where do you live? New Jersey. Get the fuck out
Go
of here.
Back.
Go back. It's like we're state racist.
That's it. That's it. Go back and step on needles at the beach.
Yeah, fuck
Get
it.
Out of here.
Fuck it. No, but it's like, dude, I can live right here in the heartbeat of everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I really want some peace and quiet. Oh, well, fucking Claremont.
6 minutes that way.
Ocala or any of these towns are 6 minutes that way. It's like, man, I really want some nice... I want a good beach view.
Yeah.
And it's like point in any direction and you'll find one within an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're an hour and a half away from
Absolutely.
Any beach.
Yeah, I need some sports. Good news. What kind of sport do you want? Do you want tennis? Lake Nona.
Yeah.
You want basketball right here in Orlando? You want hockey? Orlando or Tampa?
Yeah.
You know, you want soccer? We got, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. Orlando City is in a tournament right now, which is right down the street from us, and we're huge fans at the brewery here. They're doing like they have their own bubble at Wild World of Sports, and they're doing like a huge tournament, or the championship is on Tuesday. Orlando City's in it. They weren't supposed to be.
Nice.
Like, they beat the number one team like that was supposed to win by a gigantic margin.
Yeah.
They beat them in penalty kicks.
Nice.
It was nice. So, you know, they beat Minnesota 4-1. I didn't really care that much about soccer until I started working here, and it's kind of like an occupational hazard type thing.
Once you get all the fans coming through and talking to you about it, you get to learn a little bit of love for it, you know?
Exactly. But yeah, we have major market sports here. You can catch any single one. We're going to the St. Petersburg Grand Prix in October.
Yep.
They've done a limited capacity event for that we get to go to. There's NASCAR, Formula One down the street, IMSA, everything. It's so cool.
And not even to mention other stuff, I've actually gone and saw two launches in the past, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we're the center, when it comes to
Space Coast
leading the charge into science and technology, UCF, going back to that, one of the first people to land a moving, wasn't a satellite, it was a landing vessel. He did it on a moving meteor.
Yeah.
Or comet. And he landed it on there. That dude went to UCF.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when it comes to science and technology, we definitely have it. When it comes to entertainment, I think we're probably, I don't give a shit what anyone says, we're definitely number one in the country. I mean, maybe Los Angeles with their theme parks.
Yeah.
But I think theme parks bring nightlife, and we definitely have a lot of that. And there's different pockets of it.
Yeah.
You have your downtown area. You have your iDrive area. You have your...
Mills 50.
You got Mills 50, but then you also have... I mean, I know that they're all in close proximity, but they're definitely night and day apart. You have your iDrive area, then right next to it, you have your City Walk on Universal, and you have your Disney Springs.
Oh, yeah.
It's all pockets of different type and levels of entertainment that is really just for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty solid. That's why, honestly, people look at me funnier, think, you know, you're crazy. I could live my whole life in this town and be happy. And we had this conversation one time when we talked about you, like, Ashley and I were thinking about moving to England.
Yeah.
And we were talking about whether or not you would ever move. You said no, you could never move because of your cats, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But you also thought, you got everything you need here. You got your system here, and it's perfect.
And that's the thing, man. That's why I'm honestly, trying to buy a house in this area now, is because...
Well, you could buy one in this area.
There's so many connections. There's so many connections and know so many people in this area that, just like you said, within 7 minutes... I can be face-to-face with someone who I've known over the last 10 years in town that can help me with something that I need.
Yeah, I think you can actually find that in any town. But the one thing that this town really offers is you could do it in a different scenery involved in it, I think. Or whatever mood you're in, you can find it. Except for if you want to fucking be knee-deep in snow, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of that fucking portion of Epcot, unfortunately. Remember that?
Global warming, man. It's just gotten too hot for that.
The Club Cool.
Yep.
Where you used to go through the little tunnel and throw ice at each other and then go and try fucking sodas from around the world.
Yep.
Oh, the good old
days. I love that, man. The Mexican Coke was always the best.
It really is. Well, we always knew which ones tasted bad, and we always tried to trick each other, like, growing up.
Yeah.
One of them literally
was like carrot.
Like, bitter.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was like beet. Yeah. It was like a beet or a carrot one that people like thought was weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then you also grow up in theme parks that people spend their whole lives trying to get to one time.
Yeah.
And my mom uses it as a goddamn babysitting tool.
I've always thought about that people save up for 10 years to come do something that we can do it.
Yeah, and they're like,
drop of a hat.
Let's take a family vacation for 5 days to Florida.
Yeah, you get a pass. You know, like a Florida resident pass, and you can go. You know, you pay like $160.
Right now, they're giving Florida residents, a year pass for one day.
Universal.
Or Universal.
Universal's doing that, yeah. To perfectly sum that up, I worked at Disney for 4 months. I worked at Collie River Rapids in Epcot. They sent me to Camp Mini Mickey one time to help out.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there, and this guy's like looking pissed. So I'm asking him, you know, is everything okay? Is there something I can help you with? He goes, that's my son. And I'm like, yeah, I see him. He's talking to the trash can. There was a moving, talking trash can. And he goes, I spend $10,000 for him to get here and my whole family to get here. And it's mainly for him. It's his birthday. And all he wants to do is fucking hang out with this trash can.
Yeah.
I could have stuck a tape recorder to the trash can at home and put it on a remote control car and spent way less.
Yeah.
And it just puts it into perspective. It's like, man, it's a whole thing.
Yep.
Coming to Disney is a whole thing. Growing up where I grew up in Davenport, we were surrounded by vacation homes. All of our neighbors were there for 10 minutes and then they weren't.
Yep. Snowbirds.
Yeah. Well, not just snowbirds, but like people from that's how I know Tom and Sam.
Yeah.
They had a house that they rented out to people right down the street from me. So, you know, I was introduced to a lot of different cultures very quickly when I moved here, because in California, in Los Angeles, there's a shit ton of culture. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But it's not quite like this one. And I didn't really know too much about the Caribbean islands until I moved here. I didn't know too much about England or Scotland, Wales, any part of the United Kingdom. until I moved here, France. And now I know a lot. And it wasn't from school. It was just from the people who were hanging out and going swimming in the house next door to me.
Yeah.
You know, you see through your lanai. And I thought that was a pretty...
No one else had a lanai.
In my neighborhood, they were all built with them.
Fuck you.
I guess it's not like I lived in a rich neighborhood. I guess it was just cheaper to live where I lived than you.
Yeah.
You grew up in downtown Orlando your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, Conway Road.
Oh, nobody has a lanai on Conway.
No.
No. It's like putting one here in the Paramore District.
Yeah.
It's pretty useless.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty unique perspective. And then, you know, you go to school. And the weird part was, is I went to a very, like, the school I went to, you couldn't be farther removed from that.
Yeah.
And I was only 30 minutes away, but it was like night and day because I went to school in one of the few, like, underprivileged and redneck areas in Florida, in Central Florida, good old Polk County.
Yeah, Plant City.
Not Plant City. Plant City.
Are you from Plant City?
It's like right next to it, right? You're like...
Like an hour.
Across the street.
You have to cross the street.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. You lived across the street from Plant City. We'll go with that.
By that logic, you live across the street from Jacksonville.
There we go. Hey, we were just talking about this, man. Everywhere in Florida is so close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're right there.
It's pretty crazy, though, if you look at also another thing to elaborate on that. Now that I think about it, the three major cities in Florida is Miami, Orlando, and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I think in that order. Jacksonville, I think, is the largest populated or largest city in Florida.
It's definitely, now, I think, the largest city.
Tallahassee's up there.
Tallahassee is local. It's state government, though, and it is a university town, so it definitely is up there. But I think as far as, like, commerce and transit.
Yeah.
Two of them are port cities, and then you have Orlando.
Yeah, so, that's true.
But, like, how completely different each one is, too, is pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's part of what makes Florida, Florida, and then also why a lot of people are fucking crazy.
Why they lose their shit.
Right.
When they're here and abroad.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. I love it here, though.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Not moving.
Never.
Yep.
Never. That was a good idea.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're right. It was. Yeah. We wouldn't be here doing this now.
No, or it'd be remotely.
Maybe.
Yeah. We already had to talk about, well, what about the podcast?
Well, you wouldn't wake up early, and I wouldn't wake up late, so...
And here we are. I was the first one up this morning.
I meant if you lived in England.
I'd just stay awake.
We'd have to record it in two parts.
Yeah. Put it together, ask questions, and then wait.
Yep.
What do you think?
Speaking of questions, we got another user call in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Play it? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and put that in.
Let's get in and see what this is about. And the other thing, while he's pulling that up, interesting thing. Do you hear who has the new top-selling, or who has the most popular baseball card now?
I do.
Yeah.
Mr. Fauci.
That's it. Number 19.
That is hilarious. It's also, yesterday was National Baseball Card Day.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Charles? Fauci has the number one baseball card. I wonder what happens if you get an autographed one.
You catch coronavirus.
What if somebody who's not a fan... Well, like, what's the word I'm looking for? A conspiracy theorist who loves baseball buys a pack and gets a Fauci card. Does he get vaccinated afterwards, or is it a scam?
I think he leaves.
Just exits.
Fuck, they're on to me. And then he leaves.
He goes dark.
Yes.
He's got a silo in Montana.
He thinks this is an intimidation tactic to get Fauci in his hands. Oh, no, he's found me.
Fucking Bill Gates is in my closet somewhere. Why do they got to bring Bill Gates into it?
Oh, man.
I don't understand. What's wrong with Bill Gates? Is it because he's a millionaire?
Vaccines.
He didn't really say...
That's next week's episode. I was
gonna say, he didn't really even say anything about vaccines. He's just like, yeah, we should find one. We'll throw some money at it. That's about it.
All right, I'm going to play this.
Let's get into this.
Drew's mom here. good job, guys. Just listened to episode 28. So, a little time travel for you, since both of you kept calling it 27. Love hearing stories about my son when he's drinking in high school. Nothing warms a mom's heart more than that.
Shit.
Space Force, I am so surprised there is not more controversy on it. And I guess the old Agent Orange can thank the COVID for that. Anyway, good stuff. 50 minutes, perfect time. Love you both. Bye.
Aw, Mom.
Aw.
Can I tell you the greatest thing that your mom has ever done for me?
I know.
Called you Dick Pic Drew in public.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Took her a few drinks, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy that we hung out with your mom on my batch party.
Yeah.
I loved every second of it.
Yeah. What a time.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was good. I know we talk about it all the time, but.
Yeah.
That day, we were supposed to eat, and we kept talking about eating for like 4 hours. And it's like, is somebody going to go make a reservation? And then we found out that the place that we were drinking at, like the reservation list was like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So we sat there for another hour and drank and then left to go eat and drink somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It was an interesting day to say the least. But yeah, Fauci's baseball card is probably one of the funnier situations to come out of this whole thing. I love the memes, speaking of memes, that are coming out. It's like, remember the early days of the quarantine? Or the pandemic, where it was just all like fucking Tiger King and stimulus checks and shit like that or whatever.
Yep.
It was.
Yep.
I honestly look back on that with fondness.
I really do too.
Playing video games until 7 in the morning every night.
Right. Yeah. For the first 2 weeks when they told me, you don't have to work.
It was pretty cool.
I was like,
at first.
Oh.
I'm not okay.
I have enough groceries. I have everything I need in the house.
And you hunkered down hard.
Yeah.
I saw you once during that period.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't go outside.
Well, at first I came back from the Bahamas.
That's right.
Traveling abroad.
So you came in like 2 weeks before the lockdown, or after the lockdown actually happened.
Yeah. So then that's why I was like, you know what? I just went through two airports. I'm going to do everyone else a favor and just self-quarantine for two weeks.
Lock it down completely.
Yeah.
I actually, before I even really knew what COVID was, I had also gotten back from an airport situation and it was weird. But, it was so crazy to my neighborhood had so many, it was alive. And I live in a residential neighborhood that's a deed-restricted community or whatever with sidewalks and shit. And you'll see people, like the 1/8 of a mile it takes to get from my house in the front, you'll see, 60 bikes, 100 people walking, the 40 dogs. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen more people play tennis in my life.
Are just bored out of their fucking minds, dude.
Yeah, man.
Didn't do anything.
I tried to stay outside as much as I could because I knew that if I picked up that controller more than once, I would have been on that 7 o'clock in the morning jam.
It was game over for me. It was every fucking day, literally playing probably 8 hours a day.
Yeah, it was. That.
I mean, I'd start playing at 10 at night,
right?
And then, I'd get off at 6 or 7 in the morning, sleep all fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Eat, do it again. That was my quarantine in the beginning. And Tiger King.
Yeah, Tiger King I knocked out in a day. Same. I'm like, there's no way that this is that interesting. And then, boom.
Have you ever heard of, it's another show on Netflix called The End of the Fucking World?
I have. No. You and Drew mentioned this to me, other Drew mentioned this to me the other day.
Yeah, it's 2 seasons. I killed it all in one day. probably 10 hours of worth of entertainment.
I could do that though. Some days it's few and far between because like I said, during the quarantine, I knew if I picked up that fucking controller, I would be done for and my wife would leave me.
Yep.
Because there's nothing worse than not having a job.
Mm-hmm.
But then your wife coming home from her job and seeing you just
doing
eyes
nothing
cracked
productive.
Out, fucking laundry on the floor that I was supposed to fold. So I did a lot of fishing. And I learned how to ride a motorcycle.
Much more productive.
Right. And now I own a motorcycle. But yeah. That was a good time. But yeah. I did binge. Every once in a while, when I get in a mood where I'm just like, man, I don't want to do anything. I want to sit on the couch and just watch something. I'll go through all 3 director's cuts, extended edition of the Lord of the Rings movies in a day. That's a solid 12 hours.
Jesus
Christ. I'm not scared. I'm not fucking scared. I'm taking the journey with them.
That's nuts.
Exactly.
That's too much.
No.
Well,
have you ever done it before? Have you ever marathoned?
No.
What about you?
I've never even seen the Lord of the Rings.
Well,
Charles, you ever watch all 3 Lord of the Rings movies in one day?
And do you want to be a sound guy for us? Because he's never seen Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he's never seen Lord of the Rings or Jurassic Park. Right?
He's also never seen, like...
What was the other thing
name a movie. I probably haven't
Dazed
seen
Dazed and
it.
Confused.
Nope.
Be I've a lot like, cooler if you did.
I've seen, like, two Star Wars movies.
What about Which one? Rad?
Rad?
Rad? No. Rad is a BMX movie from the 80s.
Yeah, it's a great one.
And that's our beer that we released a few weeks ago, Send Me an Angel, is based on the title track from that soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
And it's got a picture of the Rad. It's kind of like the Rad cover, the bike, the BMX bike. And from the trading cards. I'm sorry. Good old Topps trading cards. Circling back.
That's what we were just talking
Circling
about.
Circling right back.
Anthony Fauci, now the top-selling Topps trading card.
I'm going to do another...
$51.5K.
That's... Well...
No, I'm not saying that's how much. That's right, how many of them they sold.
I was going to say.
In a 24-hour period.
Mike Trout, his rookie card. You guys know who Mike Trout is?
Yeah.
Arguably... Yeah. He's arguably, like, on his way to becoming the greatest baseball player of all time. He's clearly the best
You've
baseball player right now.
Mentioned him before.
I might have. His rookie card just sold for like $600,000.
Yeah.
And that's weird to me for a player that's like, he just signed a 10-year deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't do that for old people.
No.
Yeah, that fly is killing me.
It's been killing me this whole time.
I'm going to shamelessly plug the brewery real quick, if that's okay with you guys.
What's stopping you?
I don't know.
But we should have done it in the beginning.
I know. Well, I did a little bit.
Yeah, we talked about the nice beer that you guys just came out with and
That's
a few other can
of our
releases.
Obligation for doing our podcast.
Yeah.
Too. But we do have a lot of beer. Not a lot, but we do have a solid selection of beers in 4-pack cans right now.
Yeah.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4. And then next week we have that Cherry Cola Sour coming out again. It'll be the last time for the summer.
Okay.
That's such a good, like, sit
really
by the pool.
Yeah.
And get silly beer.
Yeah.
And we sell out.
Peanut butter cup stout. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good. It's not vegan, unfortunately, because it has lactose in it. But that one paired with the raspberry jelly donut.
Oh, yeah.
We still have the straight out of Paramore, which is the chocolate orange aged in a whiskey barrel.
Yeah.
Jack Daniel's barrel. And a few bottles of the Black is Beautiful left, which has chocolate and blackberry. And then proceeds of that go to the local NAACP. But
nice.
I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or not, and I know I talked to you about it a little bit, but I don't know if it was on air.
Barrel aging?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah, we never talked about that. Let's dive right in.
Well, what we just put in the barrels, because we have a great relationship with Five Star Liquors in Longwood.
Yeah.
It's actually like right across the street from Wakaiva Island. Not the springs, the island part. Have you been to Wakaiva Island?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. He's never been. What a weirdo, right?
You got to hurry, Charles, before it burns down again.
Yeah. Wakaiva. I just told him that you never went to Wakaiva Island, and he said you got to hurry before it burns down again.
It seems to catch on fire like once every 3 to 5 years, and then they just rebuild it like 6 months later.
Better than ever. You got to love that insurance.
Yeah.
But they have a great relationship with us, so they called us and said, hey, we got a Chattanooga bourbon barrel.
Oh.
So we have that. Have you ever had Chattanooga bourbon?
Nope.
We might have to try it afterwards.
Nice.
And then Bronson's Liquor from St. Cloud. They're also some very good friends of ours, and they dropped off an Eagle Rare barrel, which was a select one. So they went there and picked the tasting notes for it.
I know Eagle Rare. Eagle Rare is delicious.
Yeah, so we have that barrel now.
Yeah.
And we're doing a vanilla bean stout with that one. And
nice.
Then, just brewed an old-fashioned barley wine. So
that was the other one that you were talking
correct.
About.
Correct. He zested like, I would say, 6 bushels of oranges.
What was the barley wine you had me try time I was here?
So that one, the last time this year, you said?
Last time I was here.
Oh, last time you were here.
Andrew
that
were
was a little bit
it's
of a
August.
Hybrid. I was like, yeah, we haven't been doing it that long, but we haven't done it here. I couldn't hear that last part. Anyway, that was our Scotch barrel-aged barley wine, but I actually took the Scotch and put it in a freshly emptied Samuel Adams Utopia barrel, the beer itself.
Yeah.
So it was aging in there for about 2 months. I'm going to leave it in
there. That was good. I absolutely hate barley wine.
Right.
And I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, the maple and, like, the flavor of the... Utopia kind of took over a little more than I thought it would, and it's a good thing because Utopia is delicious.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. That one's just like my own personal experiment. He didn't really like the idea of it too much. That's why I did it when he wasn't here.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But anyways, yeah, so for anybody that is listening.
Yeah. If you're still with us at this point.
Mention the podcast, and I may or may not give you a discount on what you drink.
Dustin won't put his finger in your beer.
I'm not going to promise that either. I might put my finger in your beer.
It's got to be the magic wand finger.
You have a choice. In your beer or in you. Pick one.
You know, it's the slogan of Disney. The magic within.
The magic within you. Sometimes two magics. And if you've been here before, they're definitely going three deep. Knuckle deep on the magic.
Well, on that note.
Speaking of irregularities within the human body.
Yeah.
You had a pretty solid and interesting article that you brought up about a pitcher from the MLB. And then, you say that and then I'll elaborate afterwards because I also saw something similar.
Well,
about the guy who had COVID.
Yeah.
And then turns out he had another.
Yeah, he had some heart complications arise like 3 weeks after he was negative.
Right.
For COVID.
Right. Yeah, so I just read another article about the guy from. I didn't really read the article. I kind of skimmed it. It was a linebacker for the Vikings who also found out he had like a heart condition.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have known. And it's like people are kind of going in on these NFL players for dropping out.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of them in retrospect. There's
No, man. There was
a very large number of them.
What was
people are like, yeah, they're just trying to get that paycheck when they drop out. It's $350,000.
Yeah.
That is lower than the league minimum for a lot of these positions.
Yep.
So, you know, if a quarterback were to drop out and he made $350,000, I think the least expensive quarterback right now is Jameis Winston. He makes $1 million. So that's not even half of his paycheck this year. So it's like there's not really that much of an incentive unless you have underlying health conditions or you have family members, this, that, and the other. So there was this one receiver, he's been thrown around. He was like always the kind of like, all right, if you accept this trade, in our fantasy football, you accept this trade, I'll throw this guy in. And he was like, you know, a solid WR3. And
yeah.
He wasn't anybody crazy, but he had, his wife had just had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very far into the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And she was like medically not feeling well after that. Obviously, she was physically and emotionally not well. So he dropped out.
Yeah.
And like the fans were just berating him. People were like, oh, you piece of shit.
That's fucked.
Do your fucking job type situation. But it's like you never know because this thing is obviously more than just the flu.
Yeah.
It's more than just the cold.
Mm-hmm.
It affects people to a point where some people are like, yeah, I had it.
Well, we just don't know the extent.
I sat on
the
couch and we're chilling. And then other people are like, oh my God, yeah, I got tested. And it turns out that I have irregular heartbeats every now and again that I don't even notice that could, if I were to get this, potentially end my life. And there's no way of knowing unless I went through the process of figuring it out.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a time, we're both diehard sports. Well, I mean, at least football fans for me. I'm a diehard sports fan. I woke up at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning to watch cars go around in a very funny looking circle.
Yeah.
And, I just think at some point you got to draw the line and be a human being before you're a sports fan.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, man, where we could look at that in a lot of different ways that I don't think we should get into today.
No, yeah, I agree.
Just in
and
ways
and
that...
the only way I
look at how many racist people end up cheering on a lot of black athletes.
Correct. And it's... Ron White had a really funny thing about this because he was like, yeah, I was talking to my friend and he was super homophobic. And he goes, when you watch porn... do you like the guy who's doing the business to have a small dick? And he goes, no, man. I want him to have a big throbbing car.
Oh,
shit. Not know that about myself.
Yeah. Man.
It's like, come on, man. That's not who you really are.
Yep.
You know? Hashtag end racism.
Yeah. Yeah. To end on a much lighter note.
Yeah.
I saw this hilarious video on Instagram where two people from Florida.
Love it
one
already.
One guy drove the other dude off the road. And then he's getting out of his car to like go up and confront the other guy. And he's like, I will beat your dick into the ground. And the guy's like, isn't that kind of gay, man? And he's like, I will beat your dick. Just get out of the car, man. Just get out of the fucking car.
I saw that video.
And then they became best friends.
That reminds me.
Because you see the guy chuckle when he's like, I will beat your dick. Damn it. Just fight me, man. And it is great. And that's Florida in a nutshell right there.
But we love it.
Yeah.
So does everyone else.
That's why we're still here.
Boom. Episode 39 in the books.
Number 29.
29.
We'll be on 39 in 2 months.
Well, at the rate we've been doing these, it'll probably be about 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll be gone for a week.
Yeah.
So hopefully not this week, but next week we'll be able to knock another one of these out and maybe have a hint of video something.
Yes.
Can't guarantee anything. We've been talking about it for a while.
I mean, do we even have a camera?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, that works too.
I mean, one of us has to have the new iPhone with four cameras on it. Like,
not me.
Not me.
I'm poor.
Oh, yeah.
I go on vacations. I can't help it.
Hit up Steve. Tell him to send you a new one.
Yeah, so, oh, never mind. I guess I shouldn't say that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll hit up Steve.
There we go. Texas.
Stay safe. Drink responsibly.
Yes. Drink responsibly. Wash your hands.
We love you, Drew's mom.
That's it. Thanks for calling in, Mom. Looking forward to it again.
Any other moms?
Well,
Mrs. T, where you at?
I should tell her to leave one. That'd be hilarious.
We got to get... Oh, and Rebecca Riddle. We love you.
Yes. Oh, speaking of Rebecca Riddle...
Oh, my God, your cocktail.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we got to go ahead and see if we can just jam in one more cocktail
of the
week
there.
Because,
she makes every single one that you do.
Yeah.
So she'll listen to the podcast, makes the cocktail, and then posts about it on Facebook.
Yep.
So,
nice.
Now I want to bring one back.
Moderation, Rebecca.
I don't think Rebecca Riddle was a listener while we talked about this cocktail.
You'd be surprised. I think she backlogged. But bring it up again. Anyway.
But, well, it's just, I think that it was brought up on our archived episodes on SoundCloud back in the day. So it is a drink called a mulata. And I had this when I went down to Cuba.
Hey.
And I went down to Cuba, and I was talking to them, and I'm like, look, so I know you guys are tired of mojitos. It's almost like when you go down to Mexico, and,
it's like margaritas.
And you're like, what would you guys drink instead of a margarita? And they give you a paloma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to talk about a paloma a few weeks ago. And this one is a very interesting drink that is extremely simple, just four ingredients,
mm-hmm.
but shaken, strained up in a martini glass, phenomenal.
What is it?
Almost tastes like a little bit, kind of a mix between like a rum and kind of Tootsie Pop kind of esque flavor.
Right.
It's really just about 1.5 ounces of like a nice dark Añejo rum,
mm-hmm.
1 ounce of Kahlua, 1/2 ounce of Triple Sec, and then 1 ounce of lemon juice.
Sounds nice.
And that's it. That's
lemon
it.
Juice and Kahlua would throw me off, but I'm wondering how it tastes.
I'm telling you, man. Dude, it was one of those. I had to write it down in my phone when the bartender told me about it in Cuba because he made one for me.
Does it kind of thicken up?
It does not because it doesn't have any dairy in it like Bailey's does.
Yeah, and I know Kahlua does not like clot. You just think about it because it's the same color, so it like, kind of throws you off mentally. But you just
a lot of people Bailey and Kahlua
turning into alcoholic cheese.
Yep,
in your
no,
glass.
It is not a cement mixer.
Gotcha.
Why would you drink that? The cement mixer. Can we just get rid of these stupid?
Why yeah. I've done enough Irish car bombs in my day. I don't need to drink anything else that gets...
I'm going to interject real quick with something that I feel like everybody needs to know. Speaking of moderation, at what age does it make sense to start throwing away all the fucking shot glasses that your dumbass started collecting when you were a kid? Because I have, like, I've been trying to get rid of them for forever, and they're not
23?
Even mine. Yeah.
I can go a little longer, maybe 26.
Right? Well, 26. I know somebody who I may not live with who turned 23 and somehow we gained more. So I'm trying to figure this shit out.
I feel like that's right up there with an internal dilemma that I've been having at the house recently.
Saving
is
empty
that,
bottles?
Yes.
I know.
Because as we do this podcast, and now it's kind of akin to like the college kid that whenever he throws a party on the weekend, all the rum and vodka bottles go up above his kitchen. It's not that where I have 70 bottles lining my kitchen that I just haven't recycled.
No.
It's that I have a bottle of Classe Azul, which was a $450 bottle that I ordered on accident to my restaurant. So
beer.
I'm never going to have another one of those bottles in my hand again.
Right.
The Montelobos Mezcal that we had.
Mm-hmm.
The Maker's Earls that was made for my restaurant and was signed by my old GM.
Right.
Because it's got our own special label.
Right.
One of Empress Gin.
Right.
And one of Bar Hill Gin.
Right. And I think there's a tiny difference. Like, so I have a lot of bottles and cans.
Yeah.
From beer. And for me, I save them, A, because the beer was good, but the artwork on it.
Mm-hmm.
The can labels and beer is awesome. But
one thing that's interesting.
I have the same bottle of Clase Azul from my bachelor party.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Did you take it?
No. No, no, no. That's what I was saying is the bottle that we got for your birthday was a $100 bottle
right,
of the Reposado.
Right, no, it was a different one. I meant to say the same one from my bachelor party, not the same one as you.
You have the specific one, the actual one that went through it. Yeah.
I have that one. I have the Statesman edition of the Old Forester.
Okay.
The Statesman. It's from the movie.
Kingsman?
Yeah, Kingsman 2.
Nice.
Old Forester made the Statesman whiskey.
Yeah.
And there's like one other whiskey bottle that I have. So, nice. I mean, I feel like, and it's all... I don't save empty bottles. I drink a shit ton of Lafroy. If I saved them, we wouldn't have enough room in my house.
I think if the artwork's cool or it costed more than $200, you get to keep it.
Right.
One thing that I was going to tell you that's interesting, that shout out to Chelsea that she does.
Shout out, Chelsea.
Is
I used your cheese board the other day.
She will go ahead, and you know most of them are like the way you guys do. It's not printed. It's like a sticker on the outside. You can slowly peel off the sticker, and you just go to like Hobby Lobby or something. You get a big old sheet of the magnet material. You put the label on there,
and then you
cut it out of the magnet, and then you can put the magnet on your fridge.
I thought about doing that.
Instead of saving cans.
The cans I don't do it with as much anymore. I just rip them off and stick them on my kegerator.
Yeah.
But I should start doing it with the magnets. It makes more sense with the magnets, because you could take them off if I get a better kegerator or something, or that one goes.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's the same thing as covering your laptop in a bunch of stickers that you like.
But get rid of those goddamn shot glasses.
Yep.
Nobody
get rid of
fuck if you've been to Cozumel.
If you have four bottles of Bacardi Superior at your house, you're white trash.
And you need help.
Yep. Well, on that note.
Buy Bacardi in moderation.
Yep. Buy Bacardi. Shout out to Spotify. Give us that sponsorship.
And Broken Strings.
Yeah.
Please tell your friends to listen to us.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Asia, get more people listening to us.
Yeah.
Mom, Asia, please keep calling in.
Man.
You're driving it.
Kevin's coming back soon, guys.
Yep. And
Scott Dunbar called me.
Lee.
We're gonna
nab that white whale one day.
Oh man. All right. That's 30. That's 29.
That's it.
We'll see you for 30 in a few weeks.
Next week.
29?
Big dirty 30.
29.
Okay.
I said that's 29. We'll see you for 30 in a few weeks.
Yep.
Fix it in post.